Welcome back to the Christchurch Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Broughton. And today, on episode number 46, we're going to answer the question, how much is my property actually worth? Let's go. So welcome back to the show. You've got me, your host, Nathan. And today, we're looking at property valuations. How do you know what your property is actually worth? Where do you look for this advice? And who can you actually trust? So what's kicking this off is I go to look at a lot of open homes. And as you know, you've got the agent there. They sign you in. They say, have a look around. If you've got any questions. And the first question I almost always ask is, where do you think this property is priced or it's the value is? And lately, I've been having a few of them come back to me and say, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm like, okay, so that's not entirely true. If you have signed up this person to sell their house for them, you're not going to say, Mr. Homeowner, I've got no idea what your property is worth. Let me sell it for you. So come on, get with the program here, agent. What is the figure that you think it's worth? So I know why they do this. They don't want to sort of pigeonhole it into this value. But you need to give potential purchasers some sort of scope of where you think this property is valued. So the other reason for this comes on the back of, I went to auction the other day for a property in Hallswell that I was looking at. It sold at auction. So I suddenly thought, I wonder what the One Roof, the homes.co.nz, the Trade Me figures, I wonder what these are compared to what it actually sold for. So today, we're just going to go through really quickly in order of least reliable to most reliable, where I think you can get your property valuation information. Say that fast three times. Where you can get your property information. I can't even do it. So let's start at the top. We've got the CV or RV or GV. So they're all the same thing. Council valuation, rateable valuation, and government valuation. They're all the same thing. This is essentially your local government, so your council has said, hey, we think this property is worth X amount. So for this example, this property in Hallswell, the CV was $640,000. And that was set in August 2022. That's when Christchurch has done the last of its valuations. So this number is, In my opinion, it's probably the least reliable number. So the reason for this is they haven't been to look at your property. They haven't come out and seen, oh, you've done your kitchen up. Oh, you've made some improvements. They're just going, it's based on an algorithm. They're going, okay, so this is a 3-bedroom property in Hallswell. The section size is this much. So we think it'll be worth this much. And essentially they're setting this to give you your rates bill for the next 3 years. They have an incentive to have that reasonably high. Take that how you want. The CV on this property was $640,000. So that's 1.5 years old for this property in Christchurch. So $640,000. So that's the first one. This is often the number that people band around, oh, it's X amount over CV or percentage over or under CV. So just take that one with a bit of a grain of salt. The next bunch of property valuation tools are all online. eValue, desktop valuations, there's a few different names for them, but these are homes.co.nz, which is also where TradeMe gets its data from, oneroof.co.nz, and qv.co.nz. I'm going to run you through, for this property that I'm talking about today, homes.co.nz listed this property that we're looking at as a valuation of $650,000. One Roof rated it at $655,000, and QV put it up at $670,000. And just to remind you, the CV or the council valuation was $640,000. So these are all tipping up a little bit higher. These ones, again, they just use an algorithm. They look at what else is sold in the area. How much land has this property got? How large is the house? How many bedrooms? That kind of thing. So these are a little bit more up to date, But again, they don't know exactly what's going into your property. Have you renovated it? What have you done to it? The next level up in terms of accuracy, in my opinion, is you get a real estate agent to come and give you an appraisal. Again, you need to be careful that you're using a good real estate agent. I deal with a lot of real estate agents here in Christchurch with what I do, and there's definitely the good ones and the not so good ones. So find yourself a good real estate agent, get them to come and give you an appraisal. They'll give you a value range, so from this to that, but they're going to go back, look at comparable sales. They're going to actually be in your property and go, hey, we think your house is worth this much because of these things. Something else to be aware of if you're using a real estate agent, they have a vested interest in you thinking your property might be worth more than it actually is, because if they're looking to sell the property for you, if they tell you your property is worth a bit more than it really is, you maybe go with them to sell. I know people who have had three different real estate agents come and value their house, a low, a medium, and a high. They've gone with the high price because they think their agent will get them the higher price. What's actually transpired, it was only ever worth what the lowest of those valuations came in at, and that's actually what it sold for. So be really careful. I'm not saying all real estate agents do this, but just keep an eye on that. So the fourth and probably most accurate way to get a valuation for your house is a registered valuer. They operate all around New Zealand. There's a bunch of companies that do these. These are going to cost you anywhere from $700 upwards. So depending on the type of house, the size of house, the company you go with, but this should give you the most accurate value of what your property is actually worth. The valuer will come out to your property, much like a real estate agent does. Have a look around, take some pictures, take some measurements, and then go back, use the comparable sales, and give you the value of your property. Just something to be aware of on this. You can contact the valuer and get them to come out. You pay them, they'll give you the report. But if you're going to do this for bank lending, make sure you talk to your bank first. Sometimes the bank will actually direct you to go to a certain valuer because they don't want you just getting your mate who's a valuer to give you a high or low valuation, depending on what you actually want. Not saying that valuers would do that, but just keep that in mind. So there you go. Those are the four different ways that you can get a valuation on your house. What did this house actually sell for? You've got all the comparisons. CV came in at 640, homes.co.nz came at 650, OneRoof came at 655, QV came in at 670. The house sold at auction for $668,000. So that price was 4.1% above the CV. And so the property had some work to be done on it. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see some pictures floating around. It had heaps of potential. It was subdividable. It needed a good renovation. But I think that $668,000 was a really good price for the person buying the property. So there you go. Four ways to get your property valued from least accurate up to the most accurate. And three of them won't cost you a cent. We're going to wrap that up there. Thank you so much for listening again. We would appreciate a review depending on where you're watching this. Click on the 5-star, give us a thumbs up. Our podcasts are now video podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, you can also watch on YouTube. There'll be some graphics, there'll be some other bits and pieces going on. But we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening or watching, and we'll see you next time.